is that Lily?
Hey.
Hi, yes, this is Imogen from Off the Record. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Not too bad. You must be excited for tomorrow, even considering everything going on at the moment.
I'm excited for tomorrow. I don't quite know what to expect, but I think it'll be a good day.
Sure. I feel like it's the kind of... it's nice to bring some sort of lightness to the world and release music at this time.
Yeah, it feels like some sort of a contribution, hopefully.
Yeah. And obviously you've had a huge amount of... I feel like there were so many people involved in this record and it really seems like a labour of love. I guess how much did it mean to you to have so many, like your father was a part of it, I know Amanda Shires and Lincoln Parrish, and there were just so many different people involved. What did it mean to you to have them all be a part of it?
Well, it means so much, and I feel like it just opened up the music in a way that I would have never been able to do on my own.
Yeah.
It was fun to let other people in, you know.
Yeah, I feel like there's been such a big transition from Trinity Lane to this album. Like, you've obviously been touring so much. I know you said that, I mean, obviously touring, you have so much energy out on the road and everything happening. But you said you talked about needing to kind of catch up on your experiences on the road in this album. What can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, we just went so many places on the Trinity Lane tour. We went all over, you know, we were in Amsterdam, we were in the UK, we went to Belgium, we went to Wisconsin, California, you know, it was like a lot, and I spent a lot of time with my bands, and I had a lot of people, a lot of profound experiences with people, and I needed to express them.
Yeah, so. And you talked about... also talked about sort of, you know, being sober now and having a kind of a new sense of observation. Did that really help when you were sitting down to write the songs for this record and kind of, I guess, almost get more emotional, but kind of also, yeah, being able to observe things more and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with that, all my records were written post, you know, after I quit drinking. I mean, besides Let Down, some of those songs were written. So that was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
It was just kind of something I just kind of put on the table a few years ago. So it did help, but it was not a new thing, you know. So.
One of my favorite tracks on the record is definitely the opener, Ray. I know you wrote that for your sister, which she must have... It kind of must always be an emotional moment, you know, sharing the songs you've written about family members.
Yeah. Totally, and I feel almost a little, like, guilty, like, submitting that song is for her, because I didn't really have permission or anything, but that's how writing works, you know, so, but I needed to put that song out there, and we've been through a lot, and she's a very powerful person in my life, and, needed to be sung about.
And obviously you did grow up in such a musical household, you know, with your father. Is it always been something that you wanted to do? Was it always just like a natural choice? Because I know it could go one of two ways, you know, having growing up in that environment, you could either rebel against it or want to be a part of it.
Totally. I mean, I have friends that are musicians that have kids that are like, you know, they don't want to touch an instrument because they want to be different, you know, and then I have friends that have kids that, you know, on it.
Yeah.
So, I guess it just depends on the, I mean, we're all individuals here, and just because your parent does something doesn't mean you want to necessarily, but I think I just have this, that gene in me needs to play music.
Have you taken any sort of lessons from watching your father over the years into your music and kind of the way you approach touring and going into the studio?
Yes, definitely. I have learned many...
That's a big question.
From him. No, it is. But I mean, like, his kind of driving line that he always gives me is put the music first and everything else will fall into place. meaning write some good songs.
Yeah.
You know, just... like, do... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, just go away and kind of let the music lead and whatever you think's... Yeah. Yeah, and that should be the way that it is.
Yeah, and he's always done that, and it worked out for him, you know? And I've always done that too, so, and it's starting to work out for me.
No, so. Sure, I think it is. And Never Play Guitar, I mean, that's just, I feel like it's the song which every musician kind of wishes they'd written. Can you talk a bit about the writing process behind that one?
Yeah, I'm glad that that song is coming up, because I put it later on the record, and I was like, I hope people actually hear it, because it's one of the best ones on here, you might think. But let's see. I wrote that song. Of all the songs on the record, that was the first one I wrote, and I wrote it maybe a year before a lot of the other ones were written, when I was, like, on a little break from tour. We were about to go on the road with the Drive-By Truckers, but I have, like, a week or two in January at home. And I was feeling like I wanted to write so much stuff, but I couldn't, because I had so much going on, and I felt like every moment somebody was trying to contact me or talk to me, and, you know, just trying to find, like, 10 minutes to shut out the world. And I sat on top of my washing machine and wrote that song, like, just staring out the window, like, I am writing right now, you know, and that's what happened. So.
Has your songwriting process changed a lot then over the years? I mean, you know, that sort of seems very instantaneous, but obviously a lot of people will go away and, you know, assign themselves writing time, or they'll book in co-writes. But do you find your best music kind of comes much more organically than that?
Yeah, it just comes from getting a little moment to process whatever has been going on around me, and my perception of that in the moment, and there are, I definitely appreciate a bit of pressure. When I knew that I was going to be recording a record, I definitely turned the heat up for myself and was like, "Hey, you better be writing a lot." And I was writing every day, like this is a mission. But I also knew that I had a lot in the bank, you know?
Are there any songs from the record you're particularly excited to kind of see released into the world, and also kind of see the response from people? Because I know that sometimes when you'll get a completely different response than you even imagined to certain songs, and that kind of only comes when you've released it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's part of the fun, is like letting people interpret them on their own, and I'm really, you know, I can't wait for them all to get their own life out there, but I'm so curious if some kind of drug, you know, I would love to see how that kind of gets into people's psyche, like what they glean from that song, because I think it has a lot of different meanings.
I always love the different meanings and songs, and kind of how a song like that can be interpreted so many different ways by different people in ways that you kind of hadn't even imagined.
Yes, absolutely. I've already saw some guy tweet about it or something, and I was like, that's not what I meant at all when I wrote it, but I didn't say that, because I'm like, hey,
that's
cool, you know, whatever.
So
that one I feel like is really open to interpretation in a way that could be exciting to see it get a new life from that.
100%. And in terms of like going into the studio to record this project, was it kind of something that came together when you were in the studio? Were they songs that you'd had over the years and kind of collected them together? Or was it just in the moment, like over a few weeks writing?
There were like 3 or 4 songs, I think, on that record that I had written either on the road or on a little break from the road during the Trinity Lane era of touring, and the rest kind of just happened when I talked with Lincoln Parrish, the producer, decided we were going to make the record together, and knew it was going to be a few months before I went to the studio, and he said, just start sending me some demos, and then I started wanting to, I felt really inspired at that moment, so to send good songs to him, so I wrote a lot of songs and in about a month time, month or two's time, and a lot of them ended up on the record, you know.
Love it. And in terms of kind of your plans for the rest of the year, I mean, I guess they're all completely up in the air because of everything that's happened. But is it just kind of, I guess, just going to be releasing it tomorrow and kind of see what happens and then watch this space?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. You know, we're rescheduling tour dates. But, you know, I was thinking, like, we make so much of our living on the road as artists, but I was like, hey, maybe like the actual record will make a comeback via all this like pandemonium right now. Like maybe like people will pay attention to records again rather than just singles or streams or whatever, you know, like I believe.
Wouldn't
in
that
it.
Be nice so, if that was the kind of silver lining that actually it was, record label was making a comeback.
Yeah. I mean, that would be cool, but time will tell, you know, like, I don't know anything, but I have, like, been trying to think in a more expansive way than I'm used to, where it's like, hey, don't limit yourself to a certain belief because you've never experienced otherwise, you know?
I feel like this kind of time is either, I feel like there's so much creativity that's actually going to come out of it, and it will just be, well, hopefully, this is my dream world, that hopefully there's a creativity will come out of it and we'll just see it in a few months' time.
My dream world too.
So I always just end with the final few questions. So what record, book, and thing would you bring to a desert island?
Ooh, that's so hard. But, you know, I'd probably take to a desert island. I would probably take maybe Carville's On a Gravel Road, the Lucinda Williams album. That album kind of has everything I need.
And what record are you listening to on repeat at the moment?
On repeat at the moment, I have been listening to the Sam Doors record, self-titled.
Love it.
D-O-O-R-E-S. Sam Doors. On repeat. He's on my label, too, and he put out an incredible record.
Very cool. Would you rather give up songwriting or performing?
Ooh, that is a very hard question. It's almost impossible to answer because I need them both, or else I feel crazy. But if I had to give up one, if I just had to, I think it would have to be the performing one, because I can't live without writing, you know?
Yeah, so. It's part of who you are.
Yeah.
What's your most memorable gig you've ever played?
Oh, you know, I think my most memorable gig I played was, we had a show at the Basement East a few years ago. Mm. It was kind of like the Trinity Lane album. It wasn't our release because it had been out for like months before we actually got to have a hometown show, but it was our Nashville homecoming show, and it was so cool. I had so many friends there, and friends playing with me, and just like something about the energy of that night was so positive. And I love the Basement East. It's now
cool
been
venue.
Demolished by the freaking tornado, but it'll get rebuilt. So
it will.
That will be in my heart forever. So. Yeah.
And what's the weirdest thing you've done in quarantine so far?
Ooh, that's a good question. The weirdest thing I've done. Oh, you know, I've been, I YouTubed line dancing videos the other day, and I practiced it for like an hour and a half. And then I recorded myself line dancing and posted it online. So
I
that
love
was
it.
Weird. And that's something I do all the time.
And finally, just complete the sentence. So, music is?
Everything.
And Lily Hyatt is?
All over the place.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. And I'm so excited for the record to finally come out and the world to hear it tomorrow.
Me too. It was great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
And
have a great rest of your day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Speak soon. Bye.